afternoon. I'm Al Cresta. Good to be with you. And we know that Pope Francis is soon headed to the Holy Land and will be making a pilgrimage there. Well, I thought this might be a good occasion for us to talk with Diana Van Glahn. She is the host of The Faithful Traveler, which you've seen on EWTN. And Diana was at the San Diego School of Creative and Performing Arts, where she began developing a lifelong need for balance of creative and intellectual pursuits. She received her undergraduate degree at Pepperdine University and a law degree at the University of Notre Dame Law School. She served as an attorney for a while and then moved to New York City to pursue a career in publishing. She's been an editor for a variety of companies in a variety of genres and has been visiting Catholic shrines and churches and places of pilgrimage for a long time. She's a lifelong Catholic, and has always loved the feeling of home that a church gives her, no matter where it is. It's good to have you with me. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you for having me, Al. I'm really excited to speak with you.
Well, this is it's a fascinating project that you're engaged in, called The Faithful Traveler. Now, I've seen these before, both the DVD and I've seen on EWTN. I want to know, when did you conceive the idea for doing this?
On my honeymoon.
Oh, you're kidding. that gives
our honeymoon,
time for
baby.
Thought. Yeah.
Yeah, no, my husband and I, well, you know, I've been doing this my whole life. I mean, everywhere that I go, you know, you go to a foreign country or a foreign city, and a Catholic church is always home.
Yep.
And my husband is a convert. He converted right before we got married. And so when we were planning our honeymoon, we were going to be going to Paris and the Loire Valley. And I really wanted to include both a mixture of touristy things, mm-hmm. and Catholic things.
Sure.
And so, you know, in Paris, I was all excited about going to the Eiffel Tower and having, you know, lunch inside the restaurant, the real chichi restaurant. But I also wanted to go to the Rue de Bach, where the Miraculous Metal Shrine is. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go to Sacré-Cœur. And we had been watching a lot of the Travel Channel, and we kept saying to each other, well, wouldn't it be awesome if there was a show that looked as good as these shows we were watching on the Travel Channel, mm-hmm. and that actually talked about Catholic places without making us seem, we Catholics, without making us seem like we're a little loony by believing that the Virgin Mary appeared to a nun in the middle of Paris.
Sure, sure, sure.
So, yeah, so when we went out there, we kind of played around with our little home video camera, and then we came home and we thought, you know what, let's just try it. And so I taught myself how to use everything. I mean, I had no background in film or television, and my husband did, but his background was really back in the day when they actually used film. So now, you know, with this digital world,
yeah.
it's just a whole new world,
it
and fortunately it's much more affordable. And so we were able to just produce the show from the ground up.
Now, how many seasons have you done?
We just finished our second season. It broadcast on EWTN in February.
Mm-hmm.
Our first season, we focused on places in the United States that were close to home because, mm-hmm. you know, we were producing it ourselves, so, you know, we didn't have a huge budget, and we just kind of drove everywhere. And but fortunately, we live on the East Coast where the states aren't too big. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a quick drive to New Jersey or New York or, mm-hmm. or Baltimore. And so we focused on that, really with the goal of telling people, look, you know, if you can't afford to go to Europe, if you can't afford to go to the crazy places like the Holy Land, you can go to places near you. And so we were really excited to do that. Then we were invited to go to the Holy Land with the it was really unreal because, you know, we weren't sure if we were going to have a future. You know, producing it ourselves requires that we have full-time jobs, but of course having full-time jobs requires that we have time to do them. So, you know,
right.
So
right.
It was, yeah, it was kind of a toss-up. But then we were invited by Select International, which was organizing a tour to the Holy Land with Cardinal Regali, who was, mm-hmm. our Archbishop here in Philadelphia at the time.
Okay.
And we were invited to go and film it, and we did. And we'd never been on a group tour before. We had never been to the Holy Land before. We had the most amazing experience, and we filmed it, and our second series was a result of that. It was
okay.
called The Faithful Traveler, The Holy
Land. The Holy
Land,
yeah. Well, I love the tone. I love the tone of the pieces. I mean, you've got this wonderful spirit of discovery and joy about you, but it's never over-the-top moralizing or, you know, breathless piety. I think it really does. You do a great job. So
thank you, thank you. Well, I'm not very pious. I mean,
oh, yes.
You know, it's, I recently wrote a blog post about how, because you know, everybody is always talking to me about, oh, your ministry, and I'm like, I'm really uncomfortable with that word, because it's like, I'm not a minister. I'm just a girl who's Catholic, who loves traveling, and I love to go to these places, and so I don't really, you know, I don't want a title, but yet. I was reading it, one of my books that I read every day for prayer, and it was the Conversation with God series, and Saint Jose Maria Escriva was talking about how joy and love of God is a wonderful way to reach out to others, and that's specifically our goal, is to teach Catholics who don't know as much about their faith as they could, to teach them about it in a way that they won't be bored or they won't be put to sleep, and also to teach people who aren't Catholic, you know, why we Catholics do some of the crazy things that we do, and the best way that I think to do that is to do it with a joyful spirit. Mm-hmm. And so I love my faith. I love everything about it. And I hope that comes across in the show. And I hope that appeals to people and it makes them want to watch it, even if, oh, gosh, they're watching a religious show, you know?
Well, like I said, I think it really has a more universal appeal than just to, you know, deeply committed religious people. I think that you discover things along the way. They're unusual. And they make you say, gee whiz, that's interesting, you know? And I think that's what you can hope for. Yeah. What have you been most surprised by, though, in all the work that you've done here? Where have you gone where you said, oh, my gosh, I didn't expect that?
That's a really good question. You know, honestly, I think I am constantly surprised. I think probably the thing that I am the most surprised in, and it probably sounds silly coming from someone who is a lifelong Catholic, but I am surprised at how trusting in God leads one to trust in God more, you know, because life is hard, and producing a television show on your own is also very hard. It's very frustrating. There are a lot of hurdles. And I find that when I abandon myself to God and I tell him I have no idea how I'm going to do this, but I trust that you will take care of it if you want it to, and then he just blows me away.
That's great.
And that has, and it seems, like I said, it seems ridiculous that I'm surprised by this, because, you know, we're constantly talking about trusting in God, but I think a lot of times we talk about it more than we do it, and so, you know, so that's a really great, and I'm constantly reminding myself to do that. You know, every time that I'm frustrated with something, you know, I just have to tell myself, you know, stop worrying about it, trust in God, and it'll be okay, and it always is.
Now, I don't know if they've released the itinerary for the Holy Father's trip.
They did.
They did. And where will he be going?
Well, the first day on May 24th, he's going to be flying into Jordan, and he will be celebrating Mass in Amman, Jordan. He's going to be meeting with I think he's going to meet with the king. It says the authorities, he'll be meeting with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're actually going to be in Jordan as well. We're so excited because we've never been to Jordan.
Mm.
So this is going to be exciting. We've been working with the Jordan Tourism Board, and they have been more than accommodating to, you know, they're so excited about this. Everybody is. I think everybody's just thrilled about this. So he's going to be celebrating a Mass in Jordan, and then he's going to be visiting the baptismal site at the River Jordan on the Jordan side, and he'll be meeting with some refugees and young disabled people later on that evening. So I believe that we've been given permission to also join him at the River Jordan, which is just crazy.
Wow.
So I'm so excited.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. It is. You know, it's funny. I mean, talk about trusting in God. One of the things that I was the most worried about was getting access to the papal events. out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's all kind of falling into place. And I, you know, it's definitely one of those things that I have no control over. I can just ask permission, and if it's given to me, great. And if not, then, you know, we'll be chasing after the Holy Father.
He slept here, yes.
I know, right? It's like, oh, there goes his car. You know? So, but then the next day he's going to Bethlehem, which mm-hmm. is exciting. I mean, he's having like a full-on whirlwind tour in the Holy Land. You know, he starts off in Jordan. The next day he'll be in Bethlehem. He'll be celebrating a Mass in Manger Square, which is right next to the Church of the Nativity and, mm-hmm. and the Church of St. Catherine. He's going to have some lunch with some Palestinian families, and we're mm-hmm. going to do the same. Of course, not the same families, but,
right.
you know, and then he will make his way to Jerusalem. And so the next day he'll be in Jerusalem and meeting all of the people. He's going to meet, of course, with the Patriarch, which is the whole point of this meeting. You know, the whole point of this trip is to go out there and meet with the Patriarch. And then so he'll be in Jerusalem on Monday, the 26th, and then he goes back to Rome.
So how long, he's only there in one day in Jerusalem?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, a day and a night. He'll be, because he goes into Jerusalem like around 5 o'clock at night on Sunday, and then so he'll be there the evening of Sunday, and then the whole day on Monday.
Wow. You know, it's amazing, isn't it, that he'll only be there for that amount of time with all that there is to see and do there. That just gives us some idea of what an intense schedule he must keep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
And all of the people that he's going to be meeting, you know, I mean, he's going to be meeting with kings and the president and, you know, the prime minister. And I mean, and then, of course, he's going to be meeting with, you know, people from refugee camps. I mean, they're, you know, certainly they're not presidents, but I mean, wow, that's going to be an amazing meeting. You know, he's going to be going to Yad Vashem, which is the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem, which is also going to be, I mean, that's not, you know, it's a thing to see, but it's not a light trip,
right.
You know, it weighs on you. And
he's got to be on the whole time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's I don't mean to minimize this, but there is a performance side of this. I mean, the camera's going to be running. He's going to be in the public eye the whole time. That's very grueling.
It is. It definitely is. I mean, and I'm sure that he's going to be praying nonstop, too,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, the Holy Spirit's going to be helping all of us.
Yep. Now, tell us, how can people get a hold of your work?
We're going to be all over social media, but the best place to go is our website, www.thefaithfultraveler.com.
Okay, www.thefaithfultraveler.com. That's thefaithfultraveler.com. Diana, great making your acquaintance. We'll talk again.
Thanks so much, Al.